This is NPR's Life in Berlin.
I'm Mohamed Abu Laban. I'm a poet, screenwriter, journalist, and now a creator and editor in a serious book. I sound like happy now.
Yes,
yeah,
you
thank
sound
you.
Really energetic.
And excited as well.
It's a special day, not only for Mohamed, but also for theater director Siad Advan and publisher Mario Münster. They are the founders of A Serious Look, serious as in Syria. This Tuesday evening, their English language magazine debuts in Berlin. 87 pages on Syrian culture in Germany.
Let's see what the Syrian culture is doing in the exile.
Mohamed tells me there's a tight-knit community of Syrian artists in Berlin. Filmmakers, painters, writers. He's known from his hometown of Damascus. One of the featured artists is Salam Al-Hassan. His comic for the magazine is titled The Beat of My Life. It's a bit like the Daisy game. He loves me, he loves me not. He leaves Damascus for the first time in 1998, moves to Dubai, returns to Damascus, leaves again because of the war, and eventually ends up in Berlin. His minimalist text repeats his ongoing dilemma. I want to stay. I want to leave. Right now, Salam has no doubts. He wants to stay in Berlin.
When I arrive Berlin, I go to music field. I express myself here and I found myself. Like, I really like this life as a musician, because you do one gig and you meet like hundreds of people, and just to get this feedback, you really express yourself in this city.
Salam plays drums in Fatouche, an international band that formed in Berlin. A Serious Look gives a voice to the artists in exile. They write about identity and comment freely on the politics in their country. I ask Siad Advan.
You have to talk about the war in Syria. Are you ever getting tired of talking about this?
I miss it. Because everyone speaks about refugees in here and they forget that they are here because of war. All of a sudden, the refugees are the crisis, not the war is the crisis. And in the magazine, we're trying to focus on this, like, individual conclusions from different perspectives of artists and writers. And we make kind of an analog with the Second World War here in Berlin as well.
Siad and Mohamed are fully involved in the creative scene in Berlin. When I want to know whether Berlin feels like home, Mohamed raises his beer bottle.
This is how it sounds, Berlin for us. Super happy.
The proceeds of A Serious Look, says Mario Münster, will also help artists back in Syria.
So we decided, after we talked a while, that it's probably the best to transfer the money back to Syria, because there still is culture in Syria. There are still artists in Syria. Not everybody escaped Damascus to Berlin.
For NPR Berlin, I'm Monika Müller-Kroll.